Début du dialogue 10.
Silicon Valley likes leaders with star power, and they don't come any bigger than Marissa Mayer, who was appointed head of Yahoo last summer.
Her resume is surely the template for an information age celebrity chief executive officer. She has a degree in artificial intelligence from Stanford University. She was employee number 20 at Google and the youngest developer of the iconic white search page. What's more, she was expecting a baby at the time of her appointment.
Yes, it was right after announcing her move to Yahoo that she revealed publicly that she was a mother-to-be. At 37, this computer engineer is by far the youngest of the 20 women running Fortune 500 firms, but she's also the only one to have become CEO while pregnant.
While the baby got all the coverage, investors couldn't care less. They just want to know how the failing web giant is planning to reinvent itself as a technological front-runner. If Marissa Mayer succeeds in making Yahoo a flourishing and profitable business, it will be the biggest turnaround in technology since Steve Jobs went back to Apple in 1997.
The results so far augur well for the future. In the last quarter of 2012, Mayer's first full quarter as chief executive, Yahoo's revenues increased by 4%, and its earnings beat estimates by more than 14%. Yahoo fortunately now has someone at the helm who shares much of Steve Jobs' worldview.
Let's now look at the reasons why Marissa Mayer is a smart pick to reinvent one of the internet's iconic brands.
The first reason is that just like Jobs, she has been relentlessly focused on how consumers interact with technology. She played a big role in developing Google's search engine and its design aesthetics.
And that is surely the key. At one time, technology was an industry where innovation was driven by business users. But in the past few years, it's become an industry in which innovation is driven by individuals.
Exactly. Mayer's gift for design mirrors Jobs' consumer-first orientation. She emphasizes simplicity and ease of use, and has a great eye for the look and feel of a site. For years, Mayer studied how we click, and she's well placed to exploit the continuing boom in online commerce.
What other reasons could be given for this choice?
She's a technologist who understands media, not a media person trying to get technology. We may live in a media-centric world, but it's mediated by technology. Any company that has information and data at its core needs to have a computer expert running it. Mayer's product focus will cheer investors who have grown increasingly skeptical about Yahoo's efforts to define itself as a content company.
Don't you think that her being a woman in a male-dominated sector might hamper her efforts to get Yahoo out of its bad patch?
No way! That's precisely her third asset. Technology is feminizing. Female leaders are rare in technology. They represent a mere 9% of Silicon Valley board members, whereas women represent 16% of Fortune 500 board members. But women have become the leading users of technology. Women run over half of all searches, spend the majority of time on most major social media sites, and use high-tech devices far more than men do. They're also more likely than men to buy tablets, laptops, and smartphones.
It may be mostly guys who are building the stuff, but obviously women know what to do with it. Yahoo's user base is already significantly more female than Google's, 51% versus 42% for Google. And it's significant that the best-loved technology brand among women is Apple, for ease and intuitiveness of use and its anti-establishment image.
That's another plus for Mayer, who also believes in ease of use. She projects an anti-establishment image too. She even worked through her few weeks of maternity leave. But extreme jobs are the way of Silicon Valley, where 70-hour work weeks are standard. And as Mayer has often said, she likes to get herself in over her head.
Fin du dialogue 10.